Welcome to the Equine Veterinary Journal podcasts, On the Hoof.
Welcome to EVJ On the Hoof. My name is Sarah Smith and today I'll be outlining a paper entitled Outcome Following the Repair of 63 Sagittal Fractures of the Proximal Phalanx in UK Thoroughbreds, utilising either a triangular or linear screw configuration. The authors are Findlay, O'Neill and Bladen, and the work was carried out at Donington Grove Veterinary Group in Berkshire, UK. The paper is available in the Early View section of the Equine Veterinary Journal website. Sagittal fractures of the proximal phalanx, or P1, are an important injury of racehorses. Incomplete or complete uniarticular fractures originating from the sagittal groove at the metacarpal or metatarsal joint are typically repaired using lag screw internal fixation. Fracture repair may take place under general anaesthesia or under standing sedation and local anaesthesia. The long-standing technique for repair of incomplete or complete minimally displaced sagittal P1 fractures has been linear placement of two or three screws from proximal to distal. Return to racing following this surgical technique in the UK thoroughbred population is reported to range between 46 and 71%. An alternative triangular screw configuration has been described, but surgical results in a clinical population of horses have not yet been studied. The authors aim to assess the outcome of a triangular screw construct for repair of P1 fractures under standing sedation in a population of thoroughbred racehorses, compared with a cohort repaired using a linear screw configuration. The authors hypothesised that the triangular screw configuration would not cause increased complications and that increased stability would result in a more rapid return to racing. Horses were included in the study if they underwent surgical repair of a P1 sagittal fracture under standing sedation using either a linear or triangular configuration of screws between 2010 and 2019. All horses were thoroughbreds. The listener is directed to the paper for further details regarding surgical technique and the accompanying radiographs. For triangular lag screw configuration, two needles were placed through the skin and onto the cis cortex of the proximal phalanx to act as radiographic markers at the site of proposed skin incisions for each of the two proximal screws. An incision was made adjacent to the first needle, a 4.5mm glide hole was prepared using a drill guide, and its location and direction confirmed with lateromedial radiography. Dorsopalmar or plantar radiography confirmed the glide hole was drilled down to the fracture plane. A 3.2mm thread hole was then prepared, but a screw was not placed. The second proximal screw hole was then prepared in an identical manner. Both holes were lightly countersunk and measured, and 4.5mm self-tapping screws were inserted without prior tapping. This technique prevented interference of the first screw with radiographic interpretation during preparation of the second hole. The screws were tightened with the horse's weight unloaded off the affected limb, the incisions were closed and a light bandage applied. Horses were discharged 48 hours post-surgery and underwent complete box rest for 6 to 8 weeks, followed by controlled walking exercise for 6 to 8 weeks. 62 horses met the inclusion criteria. One horse had fractures in two separate limbs on separate occasions, making a total of 63 P1 fractures. Fractures were classified as incomplete sagittal in 56 cases and complete non- or minimally displaced sagittal fractures in 7 cases. A triangular screw configuration was used in 53 fracture repairs and linear placement of lag screws in 10 fractures. Fractures were repaired with 3 to 5 screws depending on the fracture length. There was no significant difference in surgical time between the two procedures. Intraoperative complications were recorded in 5 cases. In 2 cases, the self-tapping screw threads were replaced with non-self-tapping screws with no further complications. In 1 case, the distal screw was considered too long and during removal, the head sheared off. The remnant was removed after 1 month. One horse kicked out and injured the surgeon, therefore surgery was postponed until later that day. One horse urinated during surgery and contaminated the surgical site. Fracture repair was postponed for 48 hours. In 2 cases, the lag screws were tightened further as a standing procedure the following day due to poor patient comfort. One horse developed marked cellulitis at the surgical site and was managed with antimicrobials. One horse was readmitted 12 days later with severe lameness. Radiographs taken over a 3-week period revealed propagation and spiralling of the fracture. The horse was managed conservatively with analgesia and returned to racing. 81% of horses that underwent fracture repair with a triangular screw configuration returned to racing a median of 289 days later. 70% that underwent linear screw placement returned to racing a median of 351 days post-surgery. This study confirms that a triangular leg screw configuration is an effective way of repairing incomplete or complete non or minimally displaced P1 sagittal fractures in a standing sedated horse. The use of a triangular leg screw repair resulted in a greater number of horses returning to racing in a shorter post-operative period than those undergoing linear repair, although these results were not statistically significant. Perioperative complications with both techniques were limited. The authors acknowledged that horses selected for standing fracture repair are likely to have a simple fracture configuration compared with those repaired under general anaesthesia, potentially explaining the higher proportion returning to racing. The return to racing in this study using a linear leg screw configuration is in keeping to that reported by others. The triangular screw construct compares favourably to other studies. A cadaver study has shown significantly improved fracture reduction assessed by CT in unloaded and loaded limbs repaired using a triangular construct as compared to a linear construct. Fracture distraction was observed in the linear repairs during limb loading. This cadaver study did not load limbs to peak compressive or asymmetric forces. It has been reported that 77% of cases have an extended fracture line when radiographed 14 to 49 days post-operatively. The current study was unable to comment on radiographic differences between the two groups because radiographs were unavailable. The authors state that the surgical technique for triangular screw configuration is straightforward. They recommend that both proximal drill tracks are created under radiographic guidance and then both leg screws are placed. The limb should then be flexed into a non-weight-bearing position and the screws tightened further. Urine contamination of the surgical site occurred in one case, and subsequently an assistant was assigned to monitor and catch urine throughout all standing fracture repairs. One horse kicked out intraoperatively and injured the surgeon's face. Following this incident, cricket helmets with a face guard were made available, and surgeons became more careful with their positioning. The authors prefer the benefits of standing surgery due to an avoidance of general anaesthesia and the cost savings of a standing procedure. The authors recognise that only a small number of horses underwent a linear screw repair and that the two surgical groups were not randomised. As with all new techniques, surgeon proficiency improved over time and triangular screw configuration largely superseded linear configuration, which could be considered a source of bias. To conclude, a high proportion of horses with sagittal fractures of the proximal phalanx treated with a triangular screw construct returned to racing, following a comparable convalescent period to other reported series. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will join us next time.
Thank you for listening to this Equine Veterinary Channel podcast. More about the subjects discussed today can be found online at wileyonlinelibrary.com/journal/EVJ.